Let's move to another consumer item, but not one as weighty as mortgages and house prices. But this is about the price and the quality of railway station food and drink. It's going to be investigated by the rail regulator amid reports that passengers are being charged much more than on the high street. The Office of Rail and Road has said it's intended to scrutinise the market, its structure and dynamic, and examine if it is working well. After customers complained that prices for food and beverages sold at stations were often far higher than their high street counterparts and that they were not satisfied with service in some cases. Well, I can concur with that. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Bruce, hello.
Good evening.
I suspect you are delighted with reports of this investigation. What do you hope it will achieve?
Well, I hope it will achieve lower prices at railway stations. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right to surmise that I very much welcome this. I am wondering, though, whether it ought to go a little bit wider than this, not just food and drink at railway stations. What about food and drink on trains, food and drink at motorway service stations? It seems to be a, you know, I'm no evangelist for the free market, but it does seem to be a failure of free market economics that wherever you have like a captive audience of customers, whoever's selling stuff has free rein to jack up the prices.
But isn't that exactly how the market works? You check your price point, you see what you can get away with. And if you have a captive market, so for example, if you have a club and people can only buy what is served or on offer at the club, then you can jack up the prices. And that is part and parcel of your cash flow and your business plan.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. But it's not really a free market because you don't sort of have that competition. So, well, certainly in some of the examples I mentioned. But even if it is the free market, it's an example of market failure. Common sense would tell you that, you know, wherever you are, prices should be more or less the same. You know, a burger isn't twice as expensive to produce if it happens to be in a railway station than, you know, just a few yards away.
Well, okay, but what if you go to, I mean, I love going to the Olympic Stadium, it's the London Stadium now, yeah. West Ham play there, for the athletics. And I know when I go in there, I won't be able to take all the food that I want because I think they want me to buy from the stalls inside. And I know that if I want, you know, fish and chips, it will cost me far more than it would down my local high street. But I accept that because it's a one-off occasion, I'm going to enjoy myself, going to see the athletics, and I know I'm going to expect to pay a bit more.
Yeah, but you accept it, but doesn't it hurt a little? Doesn't it sort
it
of
does. I don't like it, Bruce, yeah. But I mean, yeah, well, it's priced in.
you're backing up my argument to sort of spread this inquiry further, really. You know, festivals is another example, you know. Yeah. I think it's unjustified. Now, more clever economists than me might be able to come up with some sort of technique of introducing some sort of virtual competition. I don't know exactly how that would work, but, you know, imagining that, you know, what would happen if you had three different trolley companies on the train? What would their prices look like? Well, let's find a way of, you know, forcing those prices onto the one trolley company that has the service on that particular train. And then, you know, passengers would be more happy. The clue is in the name of our organisation. We're Rail Future. We want a bigger, better railway. We want a better experience for the passengers. And one way to attract passengers onto railways is not to rip them off for food and drink.
Yeah, and when it comes to the quality of food and drink, we've been talking about the price. Remember all the reports last week about ultra-processed foods and the percentage of calories on average that the average Brit gets from ultra-processed. It's 57%, far higher than Germany, France, Italy, Greece, whatever. And when you go to the station concourse onto a train, an awful lot of the food is ultra-processed. What about the quality?
It is. A lot of sugar, a lot of donuts. You know, my personal snack of choice would be a pasty, which isn't too bad. You can take a banana. But it is in the sort of nature of food to go in that sort of environment. It would tend to be sort of pre-packaged and processed. I'm afraid I admire those people who have the foresight to sort of chop themselves up a healthy salad and stick in a Tupperware box, but I'm afraid I'm too lazy to that. I just want a snack and go.
That's not me, Bruce. Well, good luck. No. Let's hope that this investigation yields what you and many others would hope for. Thank you very much indeed to Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Your thoughts on that? I mean, are you organized enough to prepare some lovely quality organic salad on sourdough bread with organic slices instead of the ultra processed rubbish that's often on offer when you go to the station concourse or actually buy food on the train. Bruce is not organised enough, nor am I most of the time, but what about you? You can text me 87222, start your message with the word Times. Is this an investigation that you back, or do you think, well, hang on, it's just a free market? You know, the people who have stalls in a festival or at the London Stadium, or even, you know, selling stuff on a train, they're paying a markup, so should you. Okay, your thoughts, please. Most of Saturday's front pages are in. We'll take a first look at the headlines.